Grim House. Written by Karen McQuestion. Narrated by Stacey Glimboski. Chapter 1. Hadley's parents had been gone 3 days when there was a knock on the door. This was odd, because her building had a doorman who also worked the front desk. Besides, there were cameras in the lobby. It would be hard to get past all that security without anyone noticing. Hadley and her parents lived in an apartment on the highest floor of Graham Place, the third floor, and never once, in all their years living there, had they ever gotten a visitor without first getting a call from the doorman. The knock came again, this time louder. The babysitter, a high school girl named Zoe, didn't even look up from her phone. "Get that, would ya?" She tucked a piece of hair behind one ear and snapped her gum. Hadley slid off the couch and went to the peephole. Because she was small for her age, she had to stand on her tippy toes to look straight through. On the other side of the door stood an old woman with storm-colored eyes, squinting as if she could see her, too. Hadley took a step back. "Yes?" she asked. "Can I help you?" The woman's voice was clear and forceful. "Is this the Brighton residence?" Hadley looked to Zoe for guidance, but the babysitter was still absorbed in her phone, no doubt texting her boyfriend words of undying love. Hadley's parents had gone on a 10-day cruise, and Zoe had promised to take good care of their daughter while they were gone. She'd stuck to her word, although not without grumbling. Sometimes Hadley overheard her talking on the phone. Zoe said she missed her boyfriend, hated the apartment, and thought Hadley was an immature little brat. Hearing those words made Hadley's eyes well up with tears. She missed her parents and had tried to stay out of Zoe's way. And she was not an immature brat. Not even close. Hadley wasn't a brat. She was something else entirely. She was a dancer. When she was a baby, her feet had moved to the sound of music. As a toddler, she bypassed walking, going from crawling to dancing. When others her age were stumbling and bumbling, she moved gracefully across the floor. When she'd gotten old enough, she had taken dance lessons and practiced for hours every day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?